What if I told you that 90% of what you're seeing right now isn't coming from your eyes? That the world you perceive is less like a photograph and more like a hallucination your brain agrees to believe? This isn't philosophical musing, it's neuroscience. When that infamous dress broke the internet in 2015, dividing people into warring camps of blue-black versus white-gold, it wasn't just a quirky viral moment. It was a crack in the facade of objective reality. Friends and family saw completely different colors in the same image, which felt deeply unsettling because color seems so undeniably real. Yet this viral sensation revealed something profound. Your brain doesn't show you reality. It constructs a useful fiction based on your past, and that fiction is what you call seeing. Only about 10% of visual information comes from your eyes. The rest is your brain filling in gaps, making predictions, and creating meaning from meaningless light particles. This isn't a bug in human perception. It's the feature that made us the most adaptable species on Earth. Raw sensory data, photons, sound waves, pressure means nothing inherently. Your brain must make sense of ambiguous, constantly changing stimuli without an instruction manual. A smile could signal joy, sarcasm, flirtation, or pain. The curve of lips contains no meaning until context and history provide it. We perceive only a sliver of reality. Reindeer see ultraviolet light. Bees perceive light polarization. Birds have twice our color receptors. Your brain creates coherence through the only resource available, your past. When 3-year-old Ben Underwood lost his eyes to cancer, his brain adapted. He learned echolocation, clicking his tongue to navigate bikes and video games by repurposing visual cortex for sound processing. Every experience sculpts your neural architecture, creating patterns that predict what sensations mean. The kitten in a basket experiment proved perception requires active engagement. Two kittens received identical visual input on a carousel, but only one could move freely. The active kitten developed normal vision, the passive one remained functionally blind. When participants wore belts vibrating toward magnetic north for 7 weeks, they developed an entirely new sense, expanded spatial awareness from previously meaningless vibrations. In 1824, French chemist Michel-Eugène Chevreul investigated complaints at the Gobelins Tapestry Factory. Customers insisted colors looked different at home than in the showroom. Chevreul discovered the problem wasn't the dyes, it was human perception. Colors appeared different depending on their surroundings. Two identical gray circles look like different shades against different backgrounds. This discovery revolutionized color theory and influenced generations of artists, from Delacroix to the Impressionists. Your brain doesn't deal in absolutes, it deals in relationships. Without contrast, you'd literally go blind. Your eyes make constant tiny movements called saccades. When these stop, vision fades. The brain hunts for change, deviation, edges. This is why pain isn't located where you feel it. When you break your arm, nociceptors register damage, but pain exists only in your brain, a projection designed to motivate action, not map reality. Pain is useful, not true. Your perception of language works identically. Reading K-U-R-A-T's, your brain fills gaps to create, can you read this? You don't see what's there. You see what would have been useful based on absorbed patterns. Context determines everything. Unlike a frog trying to eat digital ants on a smartphone, trapped by assumptions that worked for millions of years, humans possess a superpower, imagining things that don't exist. When Malevich painted Black Square, he created work worth millions, not for pigments, but for meaning. When John Cage composed 433 of Silence, he forced audiences to question what music actually is. We build meaning upon meaning, creating perceptual layers no other species achieves. This capacity for delusion physically changes our brains. Studies show people primed to feel less powerful demonstrate enhanced brightness perception. Their brains literally see differently based on psychological states. Power even changes environmental exploration. Low-power individuals focus on backgrounds, while high-power people attend to foregrounds. Your assumptions aren't abstract. They're physical patterns in your neural architecture. Cultural differences demonstrate this starkly. Western individuals focus on discrete facial features, while Eastern individuals process faces holistically. These aren't arbitrary preferences, but neural pathways carved by individualistic versus collectivist values. Even birth order shapes perception. Firstborns tend toward conscientiousness, while laterborns, like Darwin, develop questioning natures that challenge convention. Your brain's 86 billion neurons form 100 trillion connections, yet your perceptions represent a tiny subset constrained by experience-driven biases. Your space of possibility resembles a landscape where well-worn highways obscure barely visible trails, gravitating toward what seems most likely and leaving brilliant ideas at the edges invisible. This explains why diverse teams outperform homogeneous ones. They access different possibility spaces. When Dr. Adedevo confronted Nigeria's first Ebola case, her unique assumptions made quarantine obvious while officials wanted to send the patient back to Liberia. Benjamin Libet's experiments revealed brain activity occurs 400 milliseconds before conscious decisions, yet we can change our future past by reframing previous experiences, altering our perceptual foundations. When Champollion questioned whether hieroglyphs were purely symbolic, recognizing they represented phonetic sounds from Coptic unlocked an entire civilization's history. Your assumptions shape perception invisibly, creating bias blindness. The candle problem demonstrates this. Given a candle, matches, and a box of thumbtacks, most people struggle to attach the candle to a wall so it burns without dripping wax. The solution, empty the box and use it as a shelf, remains hidden because brains perceive the box as a container only. Emotions serve as powerful assumption detectors, flooding in when expectations aren't met. The most effective way to reveal assumptions is through physical engagement with unfamiliar contexts. Destin Sandlin's backwards brain bicycle, a bike with reversed steering, perfectly demonstrates this. Despite his engineering knowledge, mastering it took him 8 months of daily practice, revealing how deeply entrenched neural assumptions become. His young son learned it in 2 weeks, showing children's greater neural plasticity. Darkness represents our primal fear, the unknown. Our ancestors who couldn't anticipate threats didn't survive, so our brains use anger as a defense mechanism, creating an illusion of certainty. This explains why domestic violence victims stay with abusers, preferring known pain over uncertainty, and why uncertainty causes more stress than guaranteed negative outcomes. Yet, the greatest barrier to innovation isn't our environment or intelligence, but our perceived need for certainty. To truly deviate, we must embrace uncertainty through play, not just an activity, but an attitude that celebrates the unknown as opportunity rather than threat. Play encourages diverse experiences and intrinsic motivation. When we add intention to play, we get science, a profound way of perceiving. Innovation requires balancing creativity and efficiency, adding dimensionality in spiral patterns that never return to starting points but reach similar yet elevated places. The most powerful innovations emerge in spaces between, transitions where different domains meet, like pairing novice with expert. True leadership means guiding others into uncertainty rather than providing answers, creating environments where people feel safe to experiment. Physical spaces profoundly impact thinking. Dimmer lighting increases creativity, while brighter light improves analysis. Higher ceilings enhance abstract thinking. Views of nature boost generativity. Your experience of reality exists entirely in your brain. You project beauty, emotion, and personality onto others, searching for their soul, their deviation from the average. True listening requires stopping your projected answers to let in questions and possibilities. Understanding how your thoughts are shaped by your physical, social, and cultural ecology inspires compassion, humility, and courage to enter uncertainty despite fear of failure. Understanding perception's principles lets you actively change how you perceive. You can see yourself seeing, perceive your perception, which is essential for seeing differently. This awareness frees you from reflexive patterns and creates new possibilities. In a world demanding certainty, choosing uncertainty becomes courageous. In a culture valuing answers, asking better questions becomes revolutionary. In a life seemingly predetermined by neural pathways carved by the past, recognizing you can rewrite those pathways becomes liberation. Your brain isn't a prison, it's a garden. What you perceive isn't destiny, it's material. The darkness isn't empty, it's full of possibility. Stop, question, play, deviate, because the only way to see differently is to first admit you might not be seeing at all.